The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. When we hear of so many natural catastrophes, or even just one now and then, we are shocked to say the least, and we wonder why. We may think it's just time and chance, or we may say, that's just the way it is. That's the world we live in, so we may think, and it's supposed to be that way. Many times, things doesn't hit home until it involves you personally, right now, and right where you are. But most usually, most of us, when we hear of a disaster, when it hits, we feel for those victims and do what we can to aid them. But even at the best that we can do, we still feel so helpless because so much damage has been done and so many lives lost, upset, homeless, cold, and hungry. Whether it's a storm, a hurricane, floods, droughts, earthquakes, snowstorms, cyclones, or whatever. And we may wonder, why does God allow these things? That is, if we believe there is an all-powerful being who claims to be God the Creator. Can't he stop such events? Why does he allow them, if indeed he is all-powerful? Or we may wonder if it is God himself, the one that created everything, that is causing them. Then we may wonder, how could a loving God, as he claims to be, cause or even allow or doesn't intervene to stop these natural catastrophes? Some may blame Satan, the devil, for causing them. But still, we wonder, why? Why would an all-powerful, loving, merciful God allow the devil to cause such things? Some may think God is passing judgment on a sinful world by these natural catastrophes. Could there be any truth to that statement? Has God ever passed judgment on mankind because of his many sins? Does the Bible tell us of God's judgments in the history of man, or of any judgment of God in the future, or perhaps even at the present? Have you ever wondered who is really in charge of the earth? Who controls the weather? Who or what causes earthquakes? Who is in charge, and who could prevent those natural calamities? God would like to send blessings after blessings, and has the power and the wisdom to do so. We know the Bible tells us that Satan is the god of this age and that he is a destroyer. He will do all the damage that God will allow him to do. He doesn't care how he destroys mankind. Anything goes if he can use it. He began his destructive ways in the Garden of Eden when he deceived Eve and started the human race following him, his way of fighting, bickering, biting, selfishness, lust, and greed, and destruction. Now you may wonder why God allowed Satan to get hold of the human race in the first place. Well, why did he? The answer is simple. Because God gave man a mind so he can choose whom he would follow, whom he would obey, whether he would obey God or whether he would obey Satan. The way that seems right to the carnal mind of doing it our way, which is Satan's way of rebelling against God's authority in your life, God's laws. That's the path that humanity chose. God promised blessings after blessings to the human race if we would obey him. He also promised curses for not obeying him. Think of that, my friends. God promised blessings for obeying him. He also promised curses for not obeying him. Now, which one do you think we are living under? And you can be sure that God made those blessings and curses known to Adam and Eve. He recorded those blessings and curses in the Bible for our learning. We have quoted many times on the Way It Ought to Be programs what God promised ancient Israel, our ancestors, in the book of Deuteronomy and in the book of Leviticus and many other places in the Bible. I want you to notice this again. And God is still the same today as he was at the time he spoke these words. In Deuteronomy 28, notice the blessings that God promised for obedience. Deuteronomy 28, beginning in verse 1. Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth. Meaning a nation that obeyed God would be exalted in every way all the time. Yes, be exalted financially, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Yes, indeed, good health, obedient kids, good marriages, and so on. When Israel obeyed their God, they always prospered and were the greatest nation on earth. They were set high, just as God said. How about the British Empire for many years? How about the United States for many years? But we were much closer to God in those days than we are today. And we are losing those blessings, just as God has said, because we are no longer a nation putting our trust in our Maker. Verse 2 of Deuteronomy 28, And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. Notice that, my friends. God said blessings, all those blessings that's mentioned in that chapter, Deuteronomy 28, God said would come upon us and overtake us. In other words, if we obeyed our God, if we carefully obeyed our God, they would overtake us. We would just be overwhelmed in blessings. Notice God said, because you obey your Maker, you will be blessed. We shouldn't expect to be blessed if we don't obey. How many want to hear the truth and be corrected by it? And how many want to obey God? Do you? Verse 3, Blessed shall you be in the city, and blessed shall you be in the country. Well, I ask the question, my friends, are we blessed in our cities? Are we blessed in the rural area of America? My friends, we would like to be blessed in all our cities and rural America. But are we? Could our land, the whole nation, be free of crime? Could our government be free of corruption? Well, yes, that's what God offers for obedience to Him. He also offers good marriages, obedient kids, good weather, bumper crops, good health. My friends, you need to understand all of these blessings that God promised our ancestors were for their posterity right up until the day that Christ returned. And that means the United States and the British people. They were for America, the British people. And we have had many of them because of the birthright blessings that God promised to the seed of Abraham, because Abraham obeyed God. Verse 4, Blessed shall be the fruit of your body, the produce of your ground, and the increase of your herds, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. God begins to tell us what kind of blessings He would give His chosen people for obedience. You can be sure God offered all these blessings to Adam and Eve and all their offsprings as well. On the other side of the flood, God is the same. God never changes. And God is no respecter of persons. All people are God's people. He is their creator. We are His children, and He wants to bless this whole earth, and would for obedience. You see, blessings are judgments from God. So are curses. Listen to that again, my friends. Blessings are judgments from God that He passes on people. Curses are judgments from God that He passes on people. So are curses, or at least God allows curses for disobedience. And this whole earth is living under curses. Verse 5, Blessed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed shall you be when you come in, and blessed shall you be when you go out. God is telling us that if we obeyed God, that we would be blessed in everything that we do. We wouldn't be having nearly the problems that we have today. Verse 7, The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. Now this doesn't exactly happen today, does it? But we don't exactly obey our Maker today either. We are farther from God today than we have been since we have been a nation. Much farther from God. Now you know that God gave us victory in World Wars I and World Wars II. But it wasn't exactly the way that God said it would have been. Notice verse 7 again here. The Lord will cause your enemies who rise against you to be defeated before your face. They shall come out against you one way and flee before you seven ways. It wasn't that easy to win World Wars I and World Wars II. It wasn't that easy to get out of Vietnam and Korea. It wasn't that easy in the Gulf War, and it certainly isn't that easy in the war against terror that we've been in for several years. But we haven't, as I said, we haven't been obeying our Maker. The Lord will command a blessing on you and your storehouses and in all to which you set your hand, and He will bless you and the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Well, we have been a blessed nation, but as I said, it's all because of the promise that God made to Abraham that He would bless his seed. And He gave America and the British people the birthright blessings. That's why we have been blessed. We haven't been blessed as we could have been because we haven't obeyed our Maker. And we're farther from obedience to God now than we have been since we've been a nation. And we have many more curses today than we have ever had since we have been a nation as well. And you need to think about this, my friends. You need to think about these natural catastrophes that's coming and that have been coming on our land and that are happening right now. Verse 9, the Lord will establish you as a holy people to Himself, just as He has sworn to you, if you keep the commandments of the Lord your God and walk in His ways. Yes, God promised blessings on the condition that we obey Him. He promises curses on the condition that we don't obey Him. Verse 10, then all peoples of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Eternal, and they shall be afraid of you. Well, do they see that today? Do they say that we are a righteous nation? No, they don't say that about us. They say that we are a very wicked nation. And the Lord will grant you plenty of goods in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, and in the produce of your ground, in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give you. Yes, we would have good health. We would have obedient kids. We would be a nation that is totally free and living without all of the sins that we know of today. The Lord will open to you His good treasure, the heavens, to give the rain to your land in its season. Well, does that happen today, my friends? No, we have a lot of floods and droughts and so on, cold weather, heat waves. God isn't giving us rain in due season. But He would, and He has promised that, if we were a nation that obeyed our Maker. It says, and to bless all the work of your hand. You shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. Well, what are we doing today? We certainly couldn't count it a blessing to be a nation that has to borrow money to operate, could we? That's what we're doing. We have a couple of booklets that you need to read. Why Does Mankind Suffer? This will open your eyes, my friends, to some of the catastrophes that's happening to America and what America must do to have God's protection and blessings. That's two booklets, Why Does Mankind Suffer and What America Must Do to Have God's Protection and Blessings. And all you need to do to receive those booklets is just call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. or log on to our website, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program. Have a good day, my friends, and may God help you begin obeying your Maker.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day. Located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill. Meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri, 63764.